91X News.
It's 19 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sarah Law. A 30-year-old woman has been arrested and charged following an aggravated assault of a man in Brighton. Last night around 8 p.m., Northumberland OPP officers and emergency services responded to reports of a stabbing. When police arrived at the scene on Main Street, they found an injured 37-year-old man. He was transported to hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The woman has been charged with assault causing bodily harm, failure to comply with conditions of undertaking, and possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. She is currently in police custody, awaiting a bail hearing. In other local news, coffee addicts in the Quincy region can help out with a good cause tomorrow. The Alzheimer's Society of Hastings Prince Edward is working with McDonald's to raise money for the organization. 50 cents from every medium, large, and extra-large coffee sold will be donated to the local society. The participating McDonald's locations are Belleville, Madoc, Picton, and Quincy West. As the October 22nd municipal election draws closer, the City of Belleville reminds residents on their Twitter feed that those on the voters list will receive their voter notification card by the end of the month. The cards will outline voting dates, times, and locations, as well as information about voting online. Continuing with election news, the Ontario government has won a stay of a court ruling that upended its plan to cut Toronto City Council in the middle of a municipal election campaign. That means city staff can immediately focus their efforts on planning for an election using 25 wards and abandon the 47-ward model that was revived by the lower court's decision. Municipal Affairs Minister Steve Clerk says the decision is good for city residents.
Yeah, you know, I think that's why we're very pleased with the decision. We do now have certainty. Again, we're going to continue to work with the clerk on the election, and we believe we can move forward.
The province had argued the stay was necessary to eliminate uncertainty surrounding the October 22nd vote and allow the city to move forward with its preparations. A cannabis firm is looking to hire 5 marijuana users from across Canada to sample the company's wares and get paid to do it. Toronto-based company Alot is offering $50 an hour to 5 cannabis connoisseurs to sample various strains of marijuana. With legalization scheduled for October 17th, the company's Cannabis Curation Committee, which will comprise of several strains from various licensed producers, will be reporting back on characteristics and quality. Alot says the committee will help determine what pot products go into its sample pack. They say the group selected to, quote, dance with the devil's lettuce, unquote, will work on weed for up to 16 hours per month on top of a $200 expense account. In national news, Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland says she appreciates the team approach to the NAFTA talks in Washington from Canada's premiers. She says she also appreciates the opportunity to meet with Ontario Premier Doug Ford, who is in the U.S. Capitol for briefings on the talks.
You know, one of the things which has been a strength of Canada in this entire negotiation has been the Team Canada approach in our country.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau signaled today that Canada is expecting what he calls a certain amount of movement from U.S. negotiators as they continue to hold talks with their Canadian counterparts to revamp the North American Free Trade Agreement. Federal NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says he won't back away from a decision to oust one of his MPs from the party's caucus. Saskatchewan MP Aaron Weir says he wants an external appeal of the harassment investigation about him earlier this year, arguing he was not afforded due process. But Singh says he stands by the ouster of Weir from caucus, and so do all of his remaining members of parliament.
If someone does not accept the findings of a respected investigator, attacks someone who's come forward, claims that they made it up, when a respected investigator has made a finding of fact, that is not acceptable.
In a statement today, Weir says he wants an outside authority, such as the House of Commons Human Resources Office or a human rights tribunal, to review the investigation process launched by Singh. Weir was kicked out of the NDP caucus following the probe and told he would not be allowed to run for the party in the future. In other news, The minister in charge of replacing the federal government's troubled Phoenix pay system says testing of prototypes to replace it will begin within weeks. And while he says there is no definitive timetable for when a new system will be fully up and running, Treasury Board President Scott Breeson says he's hoping for a launch in the spring. Breeson stressed today, however, that he doesn't want to repeat mistakes of the past by launching too early. The minister said any new system that replaces Phoenix must be fully tested and people have to be properly trained to operate it first. Breeson spoke as human resource system companies showcased their technology on Parliament Hill. The government earmarked $16 million in its last budget to search for a replacement for Phoenix, which has caused massive headaches for more than half the country's federal workers, many of whom have been overpaid, shortchanged, or not paid at all. Elsewhere, a Vancouver technology cooperative is gaining recognition for developing a mobile app and three other digital monitoring tools aimed at preventing overdoses. Brave Technology is the only Canadian participant among 12 companies awarded $200,000 in the Ohio Opioid Technology Challenge, and they are now all vying for a $1 million grant to come up with technical solutions to address the overdose crisis. Brave's chief operating officer, Una Krieg, says people would log on to the Be Safe app before using drugs to connect with trained volunteer responders who could step in with the overdose-reversing medication naloxone or call an ambulance. Krieg says the app would provide digital supervision for people who take drugs alone and don't access supervised injection sites, even if they're available. That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
Belleville Transit would like to say welcome to new Loyalist students and welcome back to those returning. Here's how Belleville Transit can make your life easier. Get your Loyalist semester bus pass and save. Unlimited access to all Belleville Transit routes at one low cost. And don't forget about Route 10, your direct link between Loyalist College, the Quinty Mall, and Walmart Plaza. For complete route and fare information, go to belleville.ca, click on Residence, then Transit.
Belleville Transit, where can we take you?
QNET Sports. At Loyalist College, the men's rugby team will be in Peterborough to play the Fleming Knights tonight at 7. Meanwhile, the women's soccer team prepare for their home game against the Algonquin Thunder on Saturday at 1 p.m. In the Ontario Junior Hockey League, the Wellington Dukes go to Kingston tomorrow, playing against the Voyagers at 7:30. On Friday, the Trenton Golden Hawks host the Burlington Cougars at 7:30. In the NHL, tonight, the Toronto Maple Leafs and Ottawa Senators go head-to-head again in the nation's capital at 7:30. Later on at 10, the Vancouver Canucks play a home game against the Calgary Flames. Jake DeBrusk scored two goals, including the game winner, to lead the Boston Bruins to a 3-1 win over a Calgary Flames split squad in Beijing today. The Bruins swept the two-game Chinese exhibition series with the Flames after winning 4-3 in a shootout Saturday in Shenzhen. Tomorrow night at 7, the Montreal Canadiens host the Montreal Capitals, the Washington Capitals. At 9, it's the Winnipeg Jets versus the Edmonton Oilers. In MLB action, the Toronto Blue Jays try for a fifth win in a row tonight when they close out a three-game series at Baltimore. Marco Estrada is scheduled to get the start for the Jays. Toronto beat the Orioles 6-4 last night to hand Baltimore its 108th loss this season, setting a new franchise record. In the CFL, Week 15 begins on Friday night with the Montreal Alouettes versus the Winnipeg Blue Bombers at 8:30. In soccer news, Toronto FC put its Major League Soccer season on hold tonight when it hosts Mexican title holder Tigres UANL in the inaugural Campeones Cup. The game pits the winner of the MLS Cup against the champion of Mexico's Liga MX. Toronto's chances of repeating as MLS Cup champion are slim as they are 9 points out of a playoff spot this season. In international sports news, North and South Korea are planning a joint bid for the 2032 Summer Olympics. At a major summit, the two leaders gave no details of which cities might host certain events at the Games or how advanced the plans were. The International Olympic Committee traditionally does not announce host cities until 7 years ahead of the Games. That would give the Koreas until 2025 to put together a joint bid. And that's the sports. Send us your team or league scores via email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now for the weather. The forecast for Belleville: today, mainly sunny and a high of 22. Tonight, clear skies and a low of 10. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a chance of showers, high of 21. At 4:10, it's 19 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sarah Law, reporting for QNET News.